My name is Abby Lublin, and I moved to Troy about 2 years ago from New York City. And I used to be a high school teacher in New York City for about 12 years. And at a certain point, I realized that school was getting in the way of the kind of education I really wanted to be involved with young people, and that the best stuff that I was doing or I was involved in happened outside of the classroom. So I was trying to think of ways that I could do more of that. And when I moved to Troy, I met folks from the Sanctuary for Independent Media, which is an all-volunteer-run place. And I was working with students from School One, which is a school where kids have figured out that school doesn't really work for them. Many of them have been there because they were suspended for a year or more, or just needed a different environment. And so I was working with a bunch of youth and wanted to do work in youth media. And the Sanctuary had a small grant to do youth media, but they didn't have kids. So it was a perfect marriage. Mm-hmm. So we did a one semester youth program. It was great. And I just love handing over tools to young people who are all brilliant and speak to their own experiences, because I think you guys are fed a lot of stuff from adults and told to think it or believe it or do it or be it. And I think you have the power to, you know, negotiate your own way through this world and have a lot to teach. We have a lot to learn from you. So that started, and then they had this New York shout out event, and I said I'd love to take on helping coordinate that. And last year was incredible. We had so many groups and participants in those groups. You know, like you guys went back and worked on building a program and then came back. So I just was really looking forward to doing it again this year. And so it doesn't come from me. It comes from a real collective. And you saw it a little bit today. You know, I love the introductions. I'm sort of the people person. I don't make a lot of media. I don't really know how to use a lot of the tools. But I think my strength is in getting people together. So we work on all of our strengths. It's like a toolbox, right? You have a hammer for some things, a screwdriver for other things, a drill for some things, nails for some things, hooks for others. So we all are in this toolbox, and we kind of figure out where our strengths are and how we can use that.
What do you think media is to you?
Or is it more about like helping your community, or just gathering with a community to like give them give them comfort or some sort?
So there's two. I hear two questions. I hear, what is media like on the big scale? What is media in the world? And then what is like my relationship? Yeah. Let me think about that. I think media, in its simplest terms, is a means and ways of communicating. You know, I think our language is a medium. In today's world, you have this information is its own way of being. You know, we have your very survival in today's world depends on how you communicate with other people. You know. And I think in how you get your message out and how you get what you need. And I think because that's owned by a lot of corporations who are looking to exploit people and make a lot of money, we end up coming out of a media-soaked environment or an information-soaked environment pretty much feeling horrible about ourselves. So I see the role of media in my life is taking those same tools and really changing that story and that picture, and defining for ourselves who we are and what we can do in the world. Without a cost. So, I mean, I think it's why we have war. I think media, you know, you ask somebody why we are bombing Afghanistan and Iraq, and somebody will tell you that Saddam Hussein bombed, you know, attacked us on 9/11, which is totally erroneous. But, like, how do people know, how do people come to think that? You know, your neighbor didn't tell you that. Yeah. Your neighbor heard it somewhere, or you got it from TV. So I think media, it shapes who we are in the world. It shapes everything. It shapes how we get our food, how we build our homes, how we interact with each other. You know, I've got, you know, young people who can tell you everything about what happened on a certain show the night before, don't know the names of their neighbors. You know, and I think that's, I see all the sort of destruction that has happened because of an out-of-control ownership of media, and I want to change that. And it's also just a really great way of learning. I mean, when you put the tools in your hands, when you're asking the questions and learning, you're like creating your own textbook. You know, why would someone give you a textbook and say, you know, here's what you need to learn? When you're like, no, give me the tool to make the textbook, and I will go out and learn even more than any textbook is going to tell me. Can I ask you guys while we're taping, what does all this mean to you? Like, why, what is the power, what do you get from working in what we call media?
I get, like, from being around all these people, it makes me feel like I'm not shy anymore. Other people do this too, like with the camera and stuff and acting. And when other people do it, it kind of inspires me to do bigger stuff. Like, I have all these plans that I want to do, but in order to do that, someone has to inspire me to do it.
That's what's cool. It's like, we're doing this, we kind of think we're weird in Hudson, or people think we're weird, but then we come here and see all these other people doing it. It's like, oh, wait, we're not weird. They're weird.
I like the fact that you can be yourself in front of people and you don't have to worry about people making fun of you because everybody already knows, like, who you are and stuff. You can act like yourself and you learn not to be so shy in front of each other and you work together.
And also, it's just cool. I mean, think about how many people listen to music, but how many people make music? You know, like, there was a time when people used to play instruments and get together and nobody told them what to play. Like, you'd make it yourself. And I think that's true of a lot of things. Our food, our clothing, our transportation, everything. And so many of our gifts have been taken from us. It's like, we actually have the potential to do a lot for ourselves.
Yeah.
Can't take care of ourselves. And what are we saying as a species on this planet if, like, we can't take care of ourselves? Yeah, good stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Anytime.